Andy Kimball here. Welcome aboard. This is the Andy and Amanda Show on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Andy Kimball here, broadcasting remotely from Pennsylvania, closer to Amanda Love than I ever have been, I think, in life, and still not close enough. But we do have Amanda on the line, right? Amanda is,
yeah,
is
baby,
on
right
from
here.
The UK. Hey,
darling.
We're
hey.
Doing it
well,
to
how
it.
Close are we now? How close are we now?
We are now about 4,000 miles away. Instead of
oh,
eight.
Not half, close enough, Andy. Not close enough.
Close, but you know. Hey, you know the plane that I got off of yesterday continued on to several hours later, but that same aircraft went on to London Heathrow, and I was thinking, if I bought a connecting, went stayed on the plane, just went over to London, I'd be right there with Amanda, man. I'd be right there.
Oh, that would have been so cool. You just phone me up and say, hey, guess what? I'm in the UK. I'd be like, yes, I'll come meet you.
Hey, listen, when I do come to UK, which I'm actually going to surprise you, I'm going to actually start planning that now. I've looked at some great airfares, and it's either me come there or have you come to the United States. I'm wondering what you might. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
You've never. I've been to London. I love London. It would be so great to go back and hang out. I've got some music projects there too. Any excuse to get to where you are. I love where you are. I love Europe. There's so much history, so much culture, and I was just talking with a friend a couple of days ago about how the population is just so much more at ease there with, the degree of hate in the United States since Donald Trump has risen to a point of just being unbearable. It's just been unbelievable.
Yeah.
And there's still we've talked about that not much on the show. We won't go into that now, but, there's the culture and where you are. It's a very, very comfortable space. Life is bad in the U.S., but don't get me wrong.
No.
Life in the U.S. is, it's a great country. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's great to be here. But there's something very special.
Obviously, I can't make that comparison because I've never been there, so it would be unfair for me to make a judgment like that. But I guess, speaking for my people, we are, quite laid back. In that sense, I don't know, but I think it's unfair for me to compare. Obviously, you know better, and I'm taking your word for it, my darling.
Yeah, and they don't sweat the small stuff really. I mean, of course, there's so much more history throughout Europe than there is here. And when you think about how we got this, nobody is from here except the indigenous population. You're from there. I mean, the population from Ireland, Scotland, England, Germany, there's a population from there. We had a country over to develop this country and killed a lot of people in the process to do so.
I think it's just unfortunate that we have more documented history. I mean, obviously, you guys over there have such a history. It's just not documented, and we didn't get to experience all the beauty of that. You're right. I mean, I love walking around the UK anyway. Just everywhere I seem to go, you tend to feel history and its presence and the energy, and it's very beautiful, very blessed in that sense.
Yes, it is. I love it. I've been to Madrid. I've been to the Netherlands. I've been to the UK. I've been to Spain, I want to do more, obviously, and we'll get there. So we'll talk about that. But just thinking about future show possibilities as we do, and maybe we should do a show where we point out some of the highlights and some of the attractions that some people might want to, kind of an insider's look at some places to visit within the UK and other places in Europe.
Yeah.
Because travel is starting to open up now. Starting to move
about.
And airfares couldn't. I mean, they're very attractive right now. You can be across the ocean to Europe right now for less than $300 round trip from the U.S.
Incredible.
Anyway. So what are we talking about today?
Yes.
We have a special guest coming on. We have a special guest in about 30 minutes. Let's talk about her for a minute. Who's joining us?
Ishi. Her name
Who?
Is Ishi. Absolutely beautiful lady. Oh. Ishi from the group.
Yeah.
Ishi. Arrested
That's
Development.
Right.
Yes.
Arrested Development. And her performances include everything from the Grammys to I mean, performing for Barack Obama, performing for, you know, you name the award show, you name the event, you name it, she's been everywhere. She's highly regarded.
Yeah.
Award showcase that just, you know, layers thick. A motivational speaker, very accomplished singer, and spends a lot of her time assisting and working with emerging artist development. And
yes.
We'll talk to her. And she's, and for those, you know, her name is E-S-H-E-E. If you Google that, you can check out, you know, now, go ahead and Google it if you can. Those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio can open up a tab and Google her name. And you will see and read about this woman's incredible accomplishments and her background. Absolutely phenomenal.
Oh,
and it's a real
stunning.
Pleasure to have
yeah.
somebody of that caliber back, you know, onto our show. And
absolutely.
We welcome her to join our family here on the Andy and Amanda Show, and we look forward to speaking with her in about a half hour. In the meantime, there's
yes.
news happening.
Well,
especially here in
yeah.
the world there. Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, darling. So they're panicking about enough people having vaccinations now because of the winter approaching. And, of course, you know, in winter, everything increases, the flu, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, they're now pleading with people, please get vaccinated because they don't want further restrictions introduced into England. And it's not going to look good. So they've mentioned that they did not believe the current pressures on the NHS were unsustainable and added that the government would not be bringing in its Plan B measures, which would include mandatory face coverings and working from home at this point. But in one cases could rise to 100,000 a day. And I spoke to, unfortunately, a doctor on the phone today because, you know, everybody who's listening, a regular listener on our show, they will know that I've recently had a chest infection. So I had my course of antibiotics. It hasn't got much better. I'm still having issues. So I spoke to a doctor again today. And they said, have you been for a PCR test? And I was like, no. I've had the lateral flow test, two of them, and that came out clear. So, okay, go and get a PCR test because the cases in Gloucestershire, yes, where I'm based, you know, it's rising rapidly at the moment. So I need to be very careful. I'm heading for a PCR test tomorrow, and I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fine. But that was just, you know, from the horse's mouth.
What is a PCR? What is it to detect?
Well, if you got COVID.
Never mind. Who's that, Cornell? Is that Cornell?
Yes, it's me, guys.
That's Cornell Butler, our show coordinator from Delaware.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey,
what's up?
Good.
What's
hey.
Up, guys? How's everybody, man?
Good. Absolutely good. I am just buzzing for today's show. How about you, darling?
I'm doing great, and I'm ready for today's show. I'm ready to rumble. No, I'm just joking.
Let's get ready to rumble. I love that.
In this corner, we got the phone body snatcher. I'm just joking.
Cornell, we have an incredible guest joining us in about a half hour, and we look forward to having Ishi on board the Andy and Amanda show. And I'm encouraging everybody listening. I'm encouraging, big time encouragement here for everybody to look at E-S-H-E-E and her name, bio, music, everything will come up. And we're going to have her on the show and see who this person is. Just take a look at that on the websites and so forth. Because anybody listening right now is listening to live radio, and they're probably on their computer or their phones, and you could open up another tab while we're talking and just check out who's coming on board our show. And we strongly suggest you do that because he's very
absolutely
special.
Yeah. It keeps being updated all the time, folks, so keep checking back with our website. All the info
Please.
Is there. Like I said, it's crazy with the vaccination thing, and there's interest again with the police force, you know, they're updating the police, actually, because there's a huge number of report of women being spiked by injections when they go out clubbing. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's just not good, because they used to slip a little drug, didn't they, into your drink, you know, what did they call it? Like a date rape pill or something like that, I think it was referred to.
Oh boy.
What is it, ecstasy?
I don't know. I think it was ecstasy. People would probably be a lot happier about the situation, but these women were being drugged. You know, this pill.
This issue is under investigation.
Yes. Yes, it is. It really is. It's serious, dude. It's serious, you know. These poor women, you know, and they end up being all sleepy and... Yeah. But, yeah, it's supposedly now it's like an injection.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not good. So, yeah, they've been spiked by these needles in nightclubs, and they've asked the tasks by the Common Home Affairs Committee to urgently assess the scale of the problem around the country. And one student who believes she was injected in a Nottingham club said she felt vulnerable and violated, which naturally you would. The Labour Party has said the reports were vile and terrifying and called for action. So, you know, I don't know. Our government seems in a bit play at the moment with everything that's going on. I mean, they're being firm with this COVID situation. You know, this travel thing as well. Even Morocco, have they banned UK flights. Because their COVID cases are rising. And ours too. So I guess they're just, you know, we're going to cut off communication with them in terms of physical communication. But we should see how that pans out, Andy, because like you said, travel is opening up to so many places. And the US is opening up travel to us again in November.
Yes.
If I remember correctly. So I think we're going to see some countries shut us down and other people open up to us. I just hope that it doesn't get to crazy numbers like it did before, and they're really pushing it now, like Biden, to get these vaccinations. And they're also saying,
you guys
saying
are not
as well,
serious.
I know, I know. Well, they're also saying the government are not pushing for people to shift their dietary habits towards plant-based foods, because there was a report released recently that people should move to plant-based foods because of climate change and everything. And we all know that, you know, cows are not very good for the climate in terms of the way they're constantly eating the grass and they're pooping everywhere. And, you know, then we're eating them and slaughtering them. And that whole process is not good for the environment. So there's a big push to shift to healthier foods. And I think they need to be careful how they play this, right? Because let's face it, with people being obese now and all these rules saying that they could possibly bring in new restrictions to help people eat healthier, they're now saying, oh no, don't go shift into dietary foods, no, we still want you to pay all this money for the meats and everything in the industry, and you know, keep that money coming in. I understand that, sure, for the economy, yeah, I get it, but I think they need to be careful how they're playing it with eating healthy, because that should be on everybody's priority to do that.
Travel is what created a worldwide epidemic in the first place. Somebody, you know, left China to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, but yeah, and you know, what's going to happen is you're going to see countries up and then closing. But, you know, it all has to do, you know, if everybody got vaccinated, there really wouldn't be too much of an issue anymore, would there be?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, very true.
You know,
and you can't ask people to stop eating meat as well, because let's face it, meat can be an addiction for a lot of people. It's something that you get a lot of goodness from meat, with various vitamins and, you know, that you don't necessarily get the same quality from vegetables and plant-based foods and fruits and stuff and nuts and all those wonderful things. They just don't replace some of the goodness you do get from meat. And we could get into that whole debate with vegetarian versus meat eating, but
I wonder. I don't eat red. I think I'm not a vegetarian, and I'll have you know, ribs every once in a while. I rarely eat red meat. I'm a big time salmon, chicken all the time, veggies, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't really know. I wonder what the. I don't know. It's not like I don't eat red meat. It's just even if I go to a restaurant, I will never. Rarely order like a hamburger. I think I can make that at home. You know, hamburger, okay. But
or a chicken cheese.
Yeah, I don't know what. In Philadelphia, you gotta have a cheesesteak. Oh my God, a Carver Steve shake in Philadelphia. Holy crap. But basically, putting those rare exceptions and the special treats aside, what is the fascination with eating red meat?
Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
Whoa.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, we get a lot of goodness from it, don't we, with the iron and things like that, because that, you know, that serves a purpose. Like I said, there's certain proteins and meats that we ultimately, the human body needs.
Yes.
But,
protein.
You know, you can eat too much of anything, and too much of anything is a bad thing, really. It's not, you know, you've got to find balance, and I think humanity as it stands has lacked balance in so many areas, from eating to drinking and sex and you name it. I think we've tipped the scales on pretty much everything.
Wait.
Cornell. Oh, sex, right? I mentioned sex. Yeah. I thought that would hit a point.
Something we approach quite often on the show. You know, we want to talk about relationships and the intimate details of such when we can. Call us 888. Share your deepest, darkest secrets, the most intimate details with us here on the show. Use an alias name. Call us. Have some fun. We'll wait. We'll listen to you. Okay, we're here.
The alias name, Dr. Ruth.
You know what I'm
saying?
But
what's going on over there? What's going on?
I know
over
what
there,
you're saying.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, come on. There must be something. There's always something going on.
It depends. Sometimes it can be a quickie. Most of the time, women do need a longer time to have foreplay and a longer time before they reach actually an orgasm. So it depends on the person.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Ruth. I appreciate the advice.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Now I really know.
Guys, that image that I sent you on WhatsApp, so for everybody listening, there's this image circulating the social media world,
and
it mentions, yes, it mentions about Biden checking in on people's bank accounts with earning more than $600 or something, or holding $600.
Really?
I sent the it says nothing says we're lying our ass off quite like saying we're going after the rich and then wanting to know everyone's bank account activity over $600. So I'm wanting to know.
Well, he's not going to my bank account.
No. that just doesn't seem legit to me, but I could be wrong. Maybe, you know, there is something going on there. I don't really know much about that situation, so I was just wondering if you guys had heard anything.
No.
Well, I heard
it. Your responses. Yeah, I can see your responses indicated. Well, actually, no.
I heard it and everything, but
on the grapevine. Yeah.
Definitely, and I don't want these black SUVs, you know, pulling up. So
the black SUVs, excellent. Keep your eye out, Cornell. Keep your
Definitely.
Eye out.
And he's not too far where I live at, so.
Yeah. The world of social media is a bit of a chaotic place.
There's a lot. They're not. The government is not checking people's bank accounts with $600.
No. No.
That ain't
interesting.
Not happening. But anyway, this Gabby Petito case. The poor 20-year-old girl, life adventure, van life across the country with her boyfriend and fiance, ends up being murdered in Wyoming, most likely by him. Allegedly, you know, we don't know. There's no evidence she's not being indicted or you know, he used her credit cards for $1,000 after her disappearance. And suspect looking into the, you know, did he do this? I guess they'd have to prove it, you know. But anyway, it's her case. Has been dominating the news. I mean, she's been on YouTube and everywhere posting these adorable videos, her travels, her boyfriend, and van life, all these national parks. Both the two of them got pulled over a week ago after an argument. They were also arguing and hitting her, and she hitting him, and, you know, all these things are going all over the place. Of course, she didn't show up. Now a cadaver dog had found belongings to Brian Laundrie. The suspect, right now being accused of spending $1,000 on Gabby Petito's credit cards after her disappearance. They found belongings in that great big wildlife refuge, you know, in a park near where they lived in Florida, because he was said to have gone there. And they're blooding cadaver dogs looking, for him. So,
wow.
We don't know. And there's reports of him going to Canada. There's reports of him going to Appalachian jail. There's reports of him going to an uncle's house named Stan. And, you know, all these sightings, thousands of calls come. Oh, I see him. Well, you know, a lot of people look like him, evidently. But that's the latest in that case. And it's just been, you know, the tragedy is, I mean, and of course it's a tragic story, especially because she was so visible on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and these places where you see her in her happy life across the country, supposedly, even though there's a tremendous amount of trouble on that issue. But what that incident, what that tragic death has brought to the forefront is the case of missing persons in general. In other words, there have been family members, loved ones, friends, who've gone off hiking, who've gone out to the store and mysteriously never came back, who've also disappeared, and where's their story? Where's their headline at CNN? Where's their story in the front page of the New York Times? And Gabby Petito was you know, visible because of all her notoriety on her social media platforms, where she made a diary of her travels, more or less. Where somebody goes to the store, somebody goes on hiking by themselves and doesn't come back.
You know,
missing persons, and they never came back. I mean, but what her death did do, not there's any positive in anybody being killed, especially that way, is brought to the forefront the entire episode of life regarding missing persons and people who've been missing for months or years, who've never been found. Like, how about these people? Do they get a headline? Aren't their lives as important, as valuable as Gabby Petito's? As tragic yet, well, we know that 22 years old. But you know her she gets all this attention and nobody else does, who's been missing and never been found, and why they disappeared, and who made them disappear, or are they some, you know, where are they? You're seeing more.
Very true.
You see more cases surface that, oh, here's, and now you're also seeing some people who've turned up. You're seeing some unfortunate remains of people who've been missing a long time turn up and getting news. This person disappeared, their bodies or their remains have been found, or this person's been found alive. You're seeing more stories since the Gabby Petito case came to the forefront in the news media. And if her death did anything positive, which, again, you know, her death is obviously tragic. It brought, you know, the attention of missing persons as a news category, and that maybe we should be taking more seriously and taking a closer look and examining the isolated cases of missing people in general, and not just Gabby Petito, but so many others who also have families, who have loved ones, who are moms, who are daughters, who are cousins, who are, you know, who are went missing and never to be found again. We need to focus on these lives and who these people are and where they may have disappeared to and why.
Yes.
And if anything happens to them, we need to bring those responsible for that to justice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy, I agree with you, darling.
Justice,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe what we'll do, maybe on this show, just an idea, Cornell, is that maybe we should look up and profile some isolated individual missing persons cases and just talk about who they are and when they went through and what the story is. Maybe once a week on the show, we just mentioned, here's a person, Jane Doe, blah, 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 went missing in 2018, blah, 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 blah.
Definitely.
His family, was a mom, was a daughter, was a son, was a whatever it might be, and just mention their name, at least on this show. And
it
say, hey, this is a human
it would
life.
Definitely.
And maybe.
Out.
Yeah. So, and also, which, you know, our show is dedicated, I think, to the positiveness of the human career, the positiveness of who we are as people, the positive of what we can accomplish working together as a people, the positiveness of what we can do by putting hatred, based on any hatred, but based on ethnicity and skin color and ideology and political beliefs, putting all that aside. And first of all, let's have some fun and make light of some of these issues that we hate. Let's have some fun and have some laughs about it, because it's pretty darn silly. And most of it should be laughed at. And that's what we like to do in the show.
Absolutely.
But also, You know, that's who we are, you know, and we know that. That's what we talk about. You know, we have fun on the show. We talk about political things and our beliefs and our attitude. And we invited other people to come on by dialing 515-605-9888 and joining our show and sharing your thoughts, sharing ideas, sharing your opinions, sharing your values. Get it out there. You know, not only do we have a live show, but the live show becomes a podcast thereafter and is distributed everywhere. You can ask Alexa, you can ask Google, you can go, you know, go Google Andy and Andrew Show, and 300 some episodes come up. So,
absolutely.
You know, like,
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. You carry on, sweetheart. Carry on.
But I was saying that we invite everybody to be part of that show and be part of the conversation and part of what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish as being, you know, not professional news media, not professional journalists, not professional radio commentators. Yeah, they can look to me and say, what the hell's in, you know? But anyway, we managed to get it done. And opinions and voice and thoughts and ideas and promotion of those thoughts and ideas is what ultimately creates competition, creates agreement, agreement creates change. And we can do
absolutely.
That. And the Andy Show is a vehicle to make that a possibility. So we invite everybody to join us. By dialing the number 515-605-9888 or emailing us at andyandthemandyshow@gmail.com. Let us know you want to join the conversation and we'll get you on via the internet. But
absolutely. I do believe we have our guest is ready to join us. I do believe.
Hey.
There she is.
Hey,
how are you?
I've actually been on here the whole time. I heard your whole conversation. I was like, hello. Y'all couldn't hear me though.
Oh, my sweetheart. We're so sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Oh,
and I said, well, let me
technology
just
on the road.
Call back, and that's what I did.
Oh, my darling. Oh, I was panicking for a moment. I thought, no. Don't go away.
Yeah. Oh, no worries.
I understand.
All of this. It's okay.
He's in the room right now, and he's basically, you know.
That's okay. No worries. I understand.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. It's so good to have you on the show. We have been so excited about this. You are an absolute
thank
legend.
Thank you so much.
It's
I'm
your
so
day,
happy
darling.
To be on the show.
It's all about you.
Thank you. And I love your accent. It's so beautiful. I love your accent.
Thank you so much. I'll be blushing.
I love her accent. I love her accent too, big time. And we have yet to meet. I'm just chomping at the bits, you know?
Yes. I like your accent too. And thank you. Thank you all. I want to say thank you all for having me. I really appreciate it. It's such an honor. And I'm very humbled by the invite. So thank you so much.
Oh, sweetheart.
It's great
we
to have you on board. Tell us, you know, we promoted you if you heard the show early on and talked about some of your accomplishments and who you are and encouraged people to, you know, not just for me to spoon feed them information and say, hey, here's the special guest that has this, this, and this. But we say, hey, we want you to look this person up right now. This is live internet radio. We're in 23 countries around the world. If you're on a computer listening to live internet radio, then you can open up a tab, go to Google, and look who's coming on our show in a half hour. And here you are. So I don't know who's done their homework, but let's talk about some of the – I mean, you've been, you know, part of a very successful, you know, Grammy-winning music production, Arrested Development. You are working with artists, emerging artists, and develop style and helping them go to the next rung up in their life, also motivational speaking. You've done acting work. I mean, it's just your accomplishments in your career – precede you. I mean, it's an honor to have you on our show. It's impressive. But what, so talk to us about, talk to our listeners, really. You know, you talk to us all day long. But for our listeners, tell us about your background and what you're doing, how you got started and made, you know, you've obviously been very successful in what you're doing. And let's hear somewhat about your background and how did that all happen.
Oh, yes. Okay. First of all, hello to all the listeners all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. That's so awesome. I started dancing when I was 2 years old. My mom was one of the very first black-owned dance schools here in Atlanta, Georgia. So
wow.
I literally have been dancing all my life. And I'm 46 now. And so 46 years young.
Yes, you got that right.
And so my mother trained me in ballet, jazz, tap, acrobatic, baton twirling. I mean, you name it, all kinds of stuff. And so
wow.
I've just always been around it. And so my mother, she was very monumental in just my being exposed to the creative world, if you will, the performing arts world. And so I joined Arrest Development when I was 13 years old. And a gentleman
Holy
by
smokes.
The name of Ian Burke. Yeah, Ian Burke. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he had, I mean, pretty much back in those days, in the 80s and 90s, if you were an artist, you had, pretty much Ian had something to do with you. He, TLC from, everybody, like Jermaine, you name it, Arrested Development, everybody. So he asked my sister, did she want to audition? And my sister was dancing for James Brown and a whole bunch of other people at the time. And my sister was like, no, I'm going to let my little sister do it because that's not my thing. She loved African dance. So I went and speech and headliner, they were, in the beginning, it was just the two of them. Then I was the third member for a very long time. It was just the three of us. And speech and headliner, you know, speech is the founder and headliner, co-founder of the group. And they were in college. And I was in the eighth grade. And so I remember what I had on and everything. Hammer was huge, and Kwame, I had on polka dot, turtleneck, yellow and white, these Hammer
wow.
pants. I had on some patent leather shoes. And I think I had my hair cut like salt and pepper. And
oh, I love
and it. I danced, and I think he thought I was a little too young. But headliner was like, oh, he liked my energy. And, yeah, you know, I mean, and that's how it all started. And I just have to give just so much love to them for seeing the gift in me, and my mother for seeing the gift and nurturing it. And my mother, she taught athletes, CeeLo Green. A lot of people were her students. So
yes.
She was a woman. So kudos to my mother. She's no longer with
yes.
us in the physical. Mm. She's with us in the spirit now. But I'm continuing her legacy on in the arts. My mother was an amazing woman. So she started it all.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, it was Arrested Development. You guys lit up my room. You made my speakers dance when I was just a teen. And you were like 13, right, when you joined.
Yes.
Which is
well, I was
absolutely incredible.
When I joined, I was 16 when we came out. So when Tennessee was released, I was 16 years old.
Mm.
And
wow.
Yeah. So it was crazy because I ended up leaving school early and doing homeschool because I had opportunity. Well, we were going on the Chitlin' Circuit Tour, and it was like, everybody else was grown, so it was kind of like I was the only one that was a kid, you know. And so it was kind of like, okay. And my mother was like, you know, she was she was an educator too, so she said, you can always finish school, you know, I will help you with that, and we can do that homeschool. But she said, these opportunities don't come around but once in a lifetime. So,
so
you know.
True. That's amazing.
Yes.
How did you handle your success with the group? How did you feel at that age?
It was a lot.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I went to sleep one day and woke up the next day and everybody knew us. So, you know, it was kind of weird, like going places and people knew you and they didn't know you, if you know what I mean.
Weird.
It was weird. And at one point I had like a stalker and that was weird. And so, like in going to other countries and them knowing you and stuff. And I remember one time we got, mobbed by some fans. They was probably, I think we were in Paris. Oh my gosh, they were pulling the little bit of hair that I had in my head,
Wow.
Because they just wanted to touch us. So I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. So you have to, it's a weird thing, you know, for people to, you know, just know you. It like everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I remember I couldn't go to the grocery store. I couldn't do pretty much a lot of stuff, But my mother, my family, you know, just trust me, being from the South, and I stay humble.
I must say, you can dance your ass off.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. I love to dance. That's my woosah, if you will.
Yes.
That's how I release. You know, when I need to release energy, you know, life happens. So if it's instead of doing something toxic, I dance, or I go to the gym, or I go walking. You know what I mean? Do something creative. So I love to dance. That's my drug of choice.
I've been known to. I've been known for my dancing as well. Everyone knows or seen me do the twist. You don't want to see me do the twist. Yeah, anybody. Well, yeah, yes. maybe you'll show me someday. You'll show me how it's done. Show me how it's really done.
I need some tips. I need to check your style online and find some tips. That's it.
Bring your camera.
I'm still doing the moonwalk.
I love it.
You performed at the Grammys.
Yes.
At the Grammy Awards.
Oh my gosh, I perform so many places in my life, you know, thus far, and I know so many more great things are coming. The Grammy thing blew my mind, but to be able to perform like at the Apollo, and I mean, on the same stage with Lenny Kravitz, and we did something with Nelson Mandela in South Africa when he was the president with UNICEF. That was amazing.
Oh my God.
And, you know, it was just like working with Spike Lee, Antoine Fuqua, Michelle Nicotello, you know, Saturday Night Live. Now that was interesting. Saturday Night Live. that was interesting. David Letterman, his studio was so cold. Like, oh my God, he had it freezing in there. He liked it cold.
In New York.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, and
David Letterman.
And then Saturday Night Live, they do two shows a night, and just I never knew that. So
they do two shows.
Wow. Yeah. So the second show, I don't know if they still do it like this, but the one that you see, that's the second show. So it's crazy. So you do two shows in one night. And, yeah, so it's amazing, like a lot of the stuff you see behind the scenes. And, yeah, I mean, it's funny now I look back on it because it happened so fast and everything was moving so fast. Now I'm older and I look back and I'm like, wow, I did that. I have to tell you guys this funny story. So one time we did a photo shoot with Karl Lagerfeld. Of course, I wasn't a fashion person back then, so I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And so we were overseas and he came in the room and I was like, this is a very sharp dressed man, and he had his nice little ponytail with his fly suit on, and I was like, everybody was like going crazy, like they were running around like little kids, and it was so funny because he didn't speak English very well, and so we didn't know what anybody was saying in the room, and so they just told us to get in the space, and they I mean, it was like he just threw his hand up and cameras just started coming everywhere. It was like camera, and he just started taking pictures. It was crazy, and then he left. And it was so funny. Years later, my daughter is a model, and I showed her a picture because I kept the Polaroid from the picture. And she's like, Mom, you shot with Karl Lagerfeld. Do you know who that is? I said, I didn't end. But years later, I said, I cannot believe I was in the same room with Karl Lagerfeld. You know, I look back on that. I was like, oh, my God, how I was an idiot.
Oh, no. It's priceless, though, when you can look back. You can even laugh at yourself. I mean, if you don't take yourself too seriously, you think, oh, my goodness, you know, I can laugh like this. That's such an amazing thing.
Yes, definitely. It was crazy. I've had a lot of moments like, wow.
Yeah, but you've been singing a lot of solo stuff, haven't you?
You've been dedicating a lot of your energy more recently, to working with artists, developing artists, doing some motivational speaking.
Yes.
It's like, yes, you can, and getting people that, you know, you can make this happen. I made this happen. You can make this happen. And that's, you know, more than worthy of being acknowledged as well. And what you're currently doing, not only your past, which speaks for itself, obviously, but what you're doing now is equally as impressive in many, many ways. Working with other artists.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, that's more than cool, you know, really. So talk to us
about what you're
working with clients now, and you're working with a developing style and artistic development. Tell us about that, about your work in that arena.
Oh, yeah. So first of all, because I've been in the industry for so long, I've been through a lot, mm-hmm. a lot, you know, I've had, honestly, and I'm being very transparent here. I've mm-hmm. had, sexual assault, issues.
Oh.
I've had mm-hmm. in this industry, being a woman in this industry, it's a lot that has happened.
Yeah.
Abuse, all kinds of stuff. But even though those things have happened to me, I'm not allowing that to shape. It shaped me in a way to say that I want to be a vessel and help other people. You know what I mean? So not in a way of like I'm a victim, so to speak. You know what I mean? It happened, and you get past it, and you work through it, and, you know, it's been a blessing, just the journey that I've been on, and I feel like I had to go through that for the clients that I have. So I work with male and female, but I work with a lot of young women, and I uh-huh. really talk to them about the business and knowing that this is a business and protecting yourself, because also men have to protect themselves in this business. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All the way around. And that, you know, you never have to subject yourself to anything you don't want to do, because no one has power over you like that. Don't let anybody think they have power over you. You know what I mean? So, and it's so much knowledge out there now versus when I came up, it was a lot less knowledge. You kind of, you know, had to go through it, so to speak, or if a person didn't take you by the hand and say, hey, this is how it is, you wouldn't know. But I train my artists about the business. I just try to empower them in any way that I can. I share my experiences with them. I tell them what to watch out for, all that kind of stuff. I, you know, because for me, it's bigger than just showing you how to perform on stage, because if your soul is not together, whatever's in you is going to come out eventually. And trust me, this is not an industry that you want to just be kind of just flowing through, you know, because if you don't know who you are, they'll tell you. And once they know what your vice is, oh, let me feed that vice. You understand what I'm saying? So luckily for me, my vice is sweet potato fries and
I love it.
Okay. So that's not bad, right? So, it's like, you know, it's very important for me to just empower the people that I work with and tell them, listen, don't even trust my word. Go and do the research yourself. Learn, because I'm telling you, I can't even tell you how many times I had the wool pulled over my eyes, because I was just like, I just want to dance. I just love being free and being creative. And it's a business first, and then the art part comes second, you know?
Yeah.
And and I'm thankful. So for me, that's what I do. And it's so many gifts that God has given me. So I'm just tapping into all of those. So I write songs. I've written songs for Angie Stone and other artists. I do artist development. I do, honestly, life coaching. I teach dance. I do choreography. I help people create their vision for their projects. And I do acting, I manage, I do a lot of different things. And I really pray about the people that I'll work with, because I'm one of those people, I'm really big on energy, but I want to make sure that I am not taking up the space of somebody who God sent and supposed to be there. So I want to make sure that I'm in my proper position, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I'm real big. Like, so everybody who worked for me, it was a prayer that was sent out, and I feel like they were drawn to me like I was drawn to them. So, you know, and I understand that, and I don't take it lightly. So,
I totally believe that, darling.
On music, too.
Wow. I mean, you're truly a beautiful representation. No, you're a truly beautiful representation of a woman showing her ability to be all she dreams to be. And, you know, you're a role model for so many women who feel unworthy, insecure, you know, about themselves, their place in this world.
You.
And I think, you know, you're a beautiful mirror to not only women, but obviously men too, with all
you
do.
Much.
No, you're welcome,
thank
sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
I truly feel
thank
that from you.
So
your energy is incredible. You're welcome, darling.
Thank you. I think 2020 was a very pivotal year for all of us, but it was very pivotal for me in the it was, you know, for years, figuratively and literally, I had been on the road. So I was living out of a bag, if you will. And in 2020, we all had to sit down and not do anything. I had to take that moment and really unpack my bag, figuratively and literally, and say, okay, what have I not really dealt with? So I also, I started doing grief therapy, because I never really grieved the loss of my mother, because it happened so abruptly. And I lost, like, a lot of people, maybe like 23 people or more people around the same time throughout the years up until my mother passed. It was like a matter of like 3 or 4 years. And that's a lot of people to lose,
of course, you know what I mean,
that I knew personally or connected with. And so when I started doing that, I mean, I was so grateful. So many things I've been purging and purging and purging and going deep in that purging. And, you know, with purging, it gets ugly before it gets beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you, darling. I, funny enough, I hit the same kind of point as you in 2020. Mm-hmm. Like, my father died of cancer. So it was this massive shift and transformation. Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
It created this massive shift within me. And then my life started to progress forward. And then I started dealing with all these things and issues. Like, oh, wow, that's there. Oh, this needs looking at. And it's like, holy crap, I had no idea I needed to do this, you know? That's right. Yeah.
Things will lie dormant. Things will lie dormant, and you won't even know until a massive trauma. And then with everything with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, it was so much going on in the world.
It just triggered
a lot of things for me. You know, just as a person in general and a Black woman in America, it was a lot. And so, you know, having to deal with so much stuff, and then the entertainment business as a creative, how we release is being around people, performing, and we couldn't even do that. So it was like you had to figure it out. So what was beautiful, though, through the process, I lost 55 pounds.
Woo!
And I totally changed. Like, I never was a crazy eater, but I went really, really strict. And it was a beautiful thing, because I just started walking every day, like every day. I mean, sometimes I would be outside for 3 hours. My mother loved butterflies. So every day I would go out, I would see a butterfly. And so
I love it.
That motivates me to go walking all the time. And so between dancing and walking, and then I started getting inboxes from people, and they were saying, your videos are helping me. One guy in Morocco told me that he suffered from very severe anxiety. He said my videos helped him get through that. And I was like, wow. So that's when I knew that it was bigger than me. And I'm just doing it for my own sanity. You know what I mean?
It's amazing the lives you touch, though, isn't it? It really is. You don't realize sometimes how much you help another person, even without realizing. And it's like they sometimes come to you and sometimes they don't. And then, you know, things get mentioned. It's like, oh, my goodness, I had no idea. Well, thank you for that feedback. And it just it motivates you to be more and do more.
It keeps you going. It keeps you going. Because, I mean, even me, I'm a very positive, bubbly person, but I get tired too sometimes. You know, we all do. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so that right there said, okay, God, you have a bigger purpose for my life. So where I'm at now, where I am now, I'm just like, God, I just want to be a vessel. So wherever you position me and where you put me, I just want to shine in that place for you. And so that's kind of where I'm at. You know what I mean?
That is fantastic. So. Oh, yeah. I appreciate that on so many levels. I mean, the boys know where I've been with my journey. And, you know, I quite often share with guests if this subject ever comes up. And it's beautiful that I get to share this little bit with you today. So I appreciate you connecting with me like that. And and our listeners as well.
Well, many blessings on your journey, too.
Yeah.
Ooh,
thank you, my darling.
It's all great. About all of us evolving to get into our best self. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. So. I love it.
Absolutely. And is there anything very current that you want to share with everybody that you want us to pay attention to?
I mean, you know what? Hey, listen, let me tell you something.
God
has really been blowing my mind lately, because there's been some things that's been happening that I'm like, I didn't see that coming. Wow, that's wonderful. And so some things I can't speak about right now, but it's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming. I'm looking to do a lot more TV and film. And I'm working on music and things of that nature. But yeah, just listen, I'm like, hey, I'm sometimes I jump outside my body to look in and say, okay, God, what do you got next? Okay, what are we doing now? I'm just open. It's so many things from just I'm an artist. So I never like to box myself in. So many creative things are coming, and I'm working on a lot of things behind the scenes. So, oh, my gosh, it's going to be beautiful, beautiful.
I'm so excited to hear that, you guys.
And just keep following the journey, keep following the journey.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sweetheart. We're all individually trying as well as collectively. And, you know, it's a fascinating journey. It really is an exciting one, too, when you can see it from that perspective. No matter what trouble you have, if you can flip it, and say, how is this evolving me? How is this, you know, teaching me to be stronger and making the next move?
Yes.
And I love it. It just feeds you so much. It's beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much, you guys. You guys.
Great having you with
you
us today.
Such a blessing.
Yeah, terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
And I hope, I hope it was a good interview.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding?
Oh, thank you. That's an honor.
We're definitely going to count on having you join our conversation again here on the Andy and Manya Show. And,
yes,
and give us and if somebody wanted to get a website to find out more about what you're doing and your you know what we talked about on the show, what would be the best way for somebody to do that? A website
okay,
or
okay, so yeah, you can hit my website Ishi, that's spelled ESHEAFROASOUL.com, ESHEAFROASOUL, all my social media channels are on there, and you can see some of the things that I'm doing. And just follow the journey. And I appreciate everybody taking time out of your day just to listen. I really appreciate it, and I'm so honored. And thank you, guys, and many blessings for what you guys are doing.
Thank
you. Great having you with us. And here's we welcome you to join our family and team here on the Andy and Manya Show. And which is of course an open book as far as when you want to come back in, we'll be in touch and we'd like to continue this conversation. And not only to continue the conversation about your career in the entertainment business, which of course is more than impressive, but also about some of the trials and tribulations and your takes on life and society and what's going on here. And we'd like to have those conversations as well. So we'll continue that and look forward to that. In a future date, we'll be in touch, and within a month or so, we'll spend some more time together, and we look forward to meeting someday. When you know we've never met, let alone I try to meet other people. But, the three of us here, we've never met. Amanda and I have been doing your show for about a year and a half, 300 episodes, guests all around the world. Amanda and I have never met, and either Cornell and
Cornell
crazy. Put Amanda and I together. None of us have met. We have a hit. It's a hit show. You know, and we've never met. We have no idea what we're doing.
Right?
It's somehow working. We're somehow making it work. And it's and we're planning on moving it forward, of course. And with your help,
that.
And
that's
you
awesome.
And of course, having you on as a guest has been definitely in our favor of making something bigger and grander happen as well. So thank you for coming on and joining our show.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
No, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate you guys. And y'all enjoy the rest of your day. Have a blessed one. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. You do the
sweetheart.
Same. Thank you.
Too.
Take care now.
Take care, darling.
All right. Take care. All right. Peace and love.
Bye-bye now.
Peace and love, darling. Bye-bye. Bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
thank
now.
You.
And Amanda, with that being said, we're about out of time,
darling,
here on this episode of the Andy and Amanda Show. And I'd like to say, everybody, greetings from the East Coast, from remote, making this somehow work. We had a couple of glitches early on, but we seem to remedy them. And we're moving on, and we'll see everybody on Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 8 p.m. UK, if you're out on the West Coast. Isn't that neat for me to say out on the West Coast, which I am not right now? You'll join us at noon if you're out there in La La Land, whatever it is out there. You know, we're on at noon in California. So we'll see everybody then, and thank you for joining us. What a great show this has been. What a terrific guest. Oh, my gosh. Just amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrific.
Yeah, pivotal moment for me. Pivotal moment really is.
Yes, and we encourage everybody to look her website up. You can. I just did it by going ESHEE. And boom, you know, a bunch of stuff comes up. And this, what a remarkable person. And look forward to having Ishi back on the show again. So, Cornell, thanks for joining in there. I appreciate it. And I know Chet's been listening on the
line.
You're
very welcome.
I think Chet was on the line. Yeah, Chet's been listening in. Thank you. I'm sorry we couldn't get to you today, but we appreciate you joining us and listening in regardless. And we'll catch
you
soon,
darling.
Again.
Thanks, Chet.
Yes. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody, hearing or where, however you do it here on Friday's Andy and Amanda program. Amanda, why don't you get us out of here, and we'll see everybody on Friday.
Okay, so on behalf of Andy Kimball in not California, Hollywood, he's out and about, and myself, Amanda Love, here in the UK, and thanks to our coordinator, Cornell Butler, for being with us again. We miss you when you're not. Thank you for Chet for calling in, but we didn't get to speak to you. And more importantly, thank you to Ishii for joining us. She is a legend, and
yes,
you guys
is.
For listening,
definitely.
Supporting. Go check her out. She's incredible. Thank you for being here, and see us on Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All the best. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.